So, is this your favorite?
Favorite alcohol to drink or whiskey?
Yeah, favorite alcohol to drink.
Nah, I'm a Ciroc boy.
Oh, you're classy. You're a top shelf type of chick.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is my family drink and
The family functions?
No, my fraternity.
Oh, where?
It's like the family
I'm in. Shots of vodka.
They just be rocking with that? Do you have people that are ignorant and like chug the whole bottle?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it. In person, at least. Actually, yeah, I have mine. Not like, what's his name that did it? Kevin
Negron.
Yeah, not like
he
that.
He did Hennessy, too.
That was bad.
How can you... I wonder how quick it hits you. Like, if you're chugging that now, how long until you black out?
I saw someone do it with wine, and it hit him in, like, the next... He did, like, wine. Actually, I can't even talk about it, because it was, like, what is it called? Like a relay race, almost, kind of. Somewhat of, like, beer pong.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, bad.
Would you rather get a face tat, or would you rather have to chug two bottles of Hennessy back-to-back?
Oh, Hennessy. Two bottles? Dude, that's a face tat. That's staying on...
All right, but it could be small. You could get like a face tat and like, I don't know.
I would rather
you could get
a neck
on the
tat.
Beard. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that too. I would down two bottles. My mom wouldn't like that.
You'd probably die, in all honesty.
But I had some stuff I had written down that dealt with like business, you know, you getting from us going from like high school to college and mm-hmm. then becoming into like the entrepreneur mindset.
Word.
I wanted to ask you, when did you get to that mindset? Like what age? Because I knew when it happened to me.
Probably there was like a moment where it hit me. So I was with at the time. She called me. I was working security. It was like I was working ghetto security, like not like Target security. I was working at this mental hospital on right off of John Young from 1 to 8 in the morning. No workers there, just me. And all I had to do was keep the people from running out the front door.
What?
Sketchy. Sketchiest job
Extremely
ever.
Extremely sketchy.
And I freaked out because I called and I was like, yo, what the hell? Like, these guys just trying to escape. Like, these guys are messed up in the head. Somebody got smacked. And they were like, no, I'm saying, like, one of the workers was like, nah, it's cool. This happens. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I don't know what was going on. So I called her and she's like, yo, what are you doing with your life? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I'm not trying to be with a loser. And after that,
she really said that?
I remember to this day. I remember where exactly I was, and I was like, I hung up because I was pissed. Because when you hear that, you're like, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
I heard that, and I was just like, man, fuck that. And then I hadn't got my real estate license yet. And those next 2 weeks, I just started grinding.
Were you in school or no?
No.
You were just working?
No, my mom thought I was in school. I was like on the rolls, and then I think like, after I got my real estate license, she's like, well, and you got your license and you got your classes for the semester? I was like, yo, about that. I owe you like $1,000. So that's probably what shifted it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started studying every day, trying to pass a real estate test, I remember how good it felt to really put hard work into something and achieve it. So I just started to fall in love with that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted that feeling over and over again. So I just started setting goals for myself. And once I hit a goal, I remember that feeling again. And that's kind of just, it's just taken off since there. Goal setting is like my number one thing,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
I've noticed already from the previous conversation we were talking a little bit about like business and stuff. I think it was at like somewhere. But before that, like was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've already seen you mature so much, but like with me, what helped me was when I was at First American, because I was like 19 at the time,
and I was hanging around grown people,
40-year-olds, 30-year-olds. So
for sure,
my mentor was my boss Mike. I mean, he had his own business. First American bought it out,
mm-hmm. and
then they wanted him to run it.
Yeah.
So I learned so much from that guy, and then the sales rep at the time, his name was Johnny Lance.
Okay.
He noticed that we would always talk about business and like, you know, entrepreneur stuff, things like that. And he mentioned the book Rich Dad Poor Dad.
What a book.
Never heard of it. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
What
I told
book,
him
yeah.
I was reading this book about Tony Robbins.
Hate like
a week before. We're gonna get into that.
Okay.
I don't know why you hate him. But read that book. before the Tony Robbins book. I was like, maybe like 4 or 5 chapters in this thick ass Tony Robbins book.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, let me read Rich Dad Poor Dad. It's like super small. Mm-hmm. Read that, and then like had all these ideas. Like, it's just, that's what jump started it. And then I was like, damn, like you just said, with all those goals, I had so many goals at 19. I wanted this by 21 and 22. Mm-hmm. And things just started changing.
I think once you master goal setting, like as a whole, because some people think you can just do a vision board and that's mm-hmm. it. I think once you master goal setting, like, okay, this is where I want to be in a year. Okay, if I have to do that in a year, then what do I have to do per month? Okay, and if that's what I have to do per month, what is that weekly? All right, then what's that daily? And once you break it down like that, it actually seems feasible, though. Because, like, I know per day I need to talk to 9 different people to reach my goals. If I do that a day, I feel great about myself. Kobe talks about that. He's like, I don't have, like, these crazy goals of yearly goals or anything like that. I set daily goals. And those daily goals always accumulate into something crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Kobe, man.
That, yeah, that's what I've noticed recently. Because when I started doing goals of, like... Mm.
Well, shut up.
Let's see how far you are. Oh, okay.
Piece of shit, man.
Wait, actually...
Yo, you know what's funny? F*** them, though.
Why?
I had a GoPro in here and 2 pairs of Ray-Bans. Left them here overnight. Gone. I don't know if it was them or... I think we got hired some new people, but... The old people? F*** them.
No, that was probably them.
Yes,
I don't think your co-workers would steal that.
And another thing, though... We were talking about it, you being around that guy. If you were never around that guy, you wouldn't have those goals.
Oh, yeah.
One thing is, like, being, like, you never know what you want to be unless you're exposed to it.
That's huge. Like,
for sure.
Just who you're around. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why, like, the, you know, Greek life scene, it's very easy to get lost in that.
Word.
You know, people going out every single day. Like, I mean, it's not FSU, but my God, man, there's, like... If it's not Monday, it's Wednesday. If it's not Wednesday, it's Thursday. If it's not Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's like always something to do besides Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And it's like, I knew when I wanted to get into it, I wanted to figure out who's in real estate, who's in finance, who's doing acting or modeling or singing or rapping, because that's like all the stuff I love. So I figured out, okay, I found those people, had like a tight circle with who was doing that, who had made a clothing company, who ran this or who ran that. And I had to just, you know, deal with the partying. And it was fun, you know, parties and girls and all that's fun. But, like, I have my goals, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get lost and wasting time.
I think that's something that's so cool about you is, like, you know, you see, if, like, someone just follows you on the gram, like, they just put the stereotype with the frat. Like, he just wants to fuck around.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you did that. You joined the frat strategically. It was nothing to do with, I mean, I'm sure you were like, oh, yeah, this is fun,
yeah.
But, like, I know for sure when we talk about it, it was like, I'm here for the connection.
For the one reason.
Word.
That's it. I got in, had my fun, you know, and I told myself, I'm not in here for the fun. You know, I want to have fun when I'm at that level of success, you know, when I can just relax and do what I want. I'm not there yet.
No.
We're not there yet. You know, I want to have fun when I'm there, you know, my 30s and I have these successful companies.
You know,
I'm in my 20s. You know, I'm not really. I'll enjoy my time in the present, but it's like
it looks like you're having fun.
I am for sure. You know, like I'm having fun. You know, I figured, all right, well, I'm here, I'm gonna have fun, but you know, with the drinking and the partying and stuff, I was like, I gotta cut back on that.
So okay, so the benefit is the connections of the frat. Negative is just getting lost.
Oh, negative. Like I see it. I see like some of my buddies that you know they're super young and they're extremely smart and intelligent, but they're just like, wasting their time.
You think they get lost in the partying, or do you think they get lost in ego?
I think it's ego. A little bit of both, probably. I think it's like they want to be like they use this term facey. They want to be like the cool guy. They want to be the people like person that people know about.
Yeah.
To me, I don't really care about that, but I know it does help.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's like, oh yeah, Chase, put a face to his name.
Yeah.
You know, oh yeah, he's doing this, he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's having a lot of fun, or he's really successful.
Word.
You know, so I feel like that's what happens with them.
Mm.
You know, but like parties and girls come and go.
Yeah.
You know, like build something while you're there. That's what I wanted to do.
That's how I feel with like social media too. Cause like social media, you can compare that to a frat like very well. Like think about Instagram. Like you could literally, Instagram is great. Building a brand, like you do it well, right? Like I see you post the pictures with the different brands, you kill it. But like if you're on Instagram too long, you're gonna like, oh, why? Why I only got 1,000 likes? He got 3,000. He ain't
You get lost in that. Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy that most stuff that can get you further in life is the same that can bring you right back.
That's a perfect way to put it, just like you said with the Greek life. There's pros and cons, and then there's pros and cons on social media. You know, like, I don't know how... Have you ever read about meditating or tried meditating?
I meditate.
That's perfect. I was like, okay, I feel like you're at that point where you're starting to get a higher consciousness, reading about spiritualness and things like that. I told myself, I don't want to be the type of person that first thing I do in the morning is go to my phone. I hate that. I don't want to do that. You know, I want to try to, you know, meditate or do the most important thing you know, when I first wake up. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, why don't you like Tony Robbins before I forget? Why don't you like Tony Robbins?
All right, Robbins? So I didn't even really care about Tony Robbins, and then someone put me on why you shouldn't like him, and I'm like, all right, well, so Tony Robbins is all about motivation and living this, like, perfect life, right? Pretty much. He's just trying to motivate you. Tony Robbins also talks about how you need to stick it out with your family, work it out with your, like, work it out with your loved ones. This man is divorced.
Okay. Is that it?
That was it. I mean,
come
really,
on. Okay.
No, yeah, I just don't, when I hear
a big, like, contradiction of what he's saying and, like, you got divorced.
It's not even that I hate him. I take it back. Yeah. I don't hate him. I just, like, when his ads come on, I'm just like, man, I'm tired of this. I don't want to, like, it just feels fake to me. Like, I don't feel like he's genuine when he, because, like, he literally gets paid to motivate people. When you have people like Gary Vee, like, he's not trying to motivate anybody.
He just does his thing.
That's him, 24/7. Tony Robbins.
It's like a little switch.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. Well, who do you follow? That's one of the things I wanted to ask you. Who do you like keep up with? They're kind of see as like, okay, damn, I wish that guy was like my mentor.
Oh, okay. So there's four people I can always, at night when people, when I go to sleep, I watch YouTube videos of people that I admire. Number one is Jay-Z. I read his books, I watch his interviews, love Jay-Z, like, just amazing to me. Number two is Jay Sheedy, you ever heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much is, he was, you know, going through some things when he was little. He's Indian household where it's like, you're either a doctor, lawyer, you're a failure. And he was 18, you know, going through some things, like I said. He got invited to listen to this monk. And like, the monk changed his whole perception of his mind, and he just like, he became a monk. And then eventually the guy was like, you know what, you need to go. He like kicked him out. He felt like he was getting kicked out of the monk community, but he's like, go share what I taught you with everybody else. Wow. So I follow him. He drops some gems every now and then. He's on YouTube. I watch Gary Vee. I used to be big into Grant Cardone.
I used to be big.
Not anymore.
I'm like 50-50 with him.
Grant Cardone?
Yeah.
He's too much, man.
I don't know, there's something about him that I think he gives off like really good advice, and he probably has a lot of
emotional
things. Yeah. But there's just something about him that I'm just like, I can't. Like Ty Lopez, I just can't.
Not a fan.
Ty Lopez.
And Jay-Z, or what's it called? Greg Cardone be saying, like, I feel like he's a little racist. A little bit. Like, he might call somebody out for selling water bottles. You know what I'm saying? You seen that video?
Yes, dude. And that lady had some business that dealt with, like,
She sells weed
and
pets.
Yeah, and so she's done with that.
Yeah. They call her Permit Patty.
Yeah. I just don't get it, man. Like, why are you going to be doing that to some, like, young-ass 8-year-old?
What was worse, that one or the barbecue one?
Oh.
The barbecue one was bad, too. The best part was they had that big-ass barbecue, like, what was it, a week later?
Well, no. It was, like, hours after, I thought.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I have to research it. I thought it was, like, she called them, and then somehow all these people came and just started barbecuing.
Social media, man. Anybody that got a grill, come down through. To 104 Fifth Street. We out. Yo, I can't wait until I'm 45 or I'm like 65 and I'm literally the one on the grill and I'm playing some throwback jams on the Bluetooth speaker. It's probably not even Bluetooth anymore. The grill is gonna have a subwoofer.
Probably.
In it. Yeah.
Speaking of like music, who is your favorite artist? So would it be Jay-Z?
Oh, J. Cole. My fault. That was the fourth one in that.
Okay.
Yeah, J. Cole is number one for sure.
I feel like that's kind of what got me into like the arts a lot was just interviews and then YouTube. I just get lost in like YouTube and watch interviews of this guy, this musician, this actor, whoever.
And it makes you like the music and the art more. I just read a autobiography on, you know who Basquiat is? The painter?
I think so.
You probably
sounds
heard
familiar.
I just read like a biography on him and I'm like, you see his paintings, you're like, oh, that's cool, but I don't think I'd pay $20 million for it. And then you read his whole thing and you're like, all right, it's pretty dope. Yeah, if I had $20 million, I'm like, same with music though. Like, mm-hmm. J. Cole, love his music, and he's a conscious rapper, so he talks about what he's going through in his music, but his interviews are crazy too. There's another artist, Nipsey Hussle.
Oh yeah, I love Nipsey.
I didn't even really care for his music for the longest. I just rock with him. And then his new album came out, and I'm like, all right, he's pretty dope.
And then you and my buddy Wade put me on to like older Pusha. Because I was like listening to, I had listened to some of his stuff, but I was like, okay, you know, Pusha's pretty good.
Yeah.
But then I really started cracking it down, and I was like, all right, damn, he was Chase cold. Has a point.
Yeah, man, because I remember, what'd you say?
I was trolling. That's what I do. I'm like, damn, he got bodied. But then you're like, come on.
Chill out. Yeah. Chill out, man. You don't want that war with Pusha. Pusha has been saying this, like, yo, Drake, you're nice, but yo, nah, you don't want it with me. Like, he was waiting for that.
He was lethal. That was lethal.
This dude was a drug dealer. Like, he was really out here, like.
Who sold more than him? Eazy-E? Only dude that sold more than him. I saw his interview with The Breakfast Club.
Well, after, when he called or before?
No, it was after. They asked about the... It was after the diss track. It was with...
He called in or he went in?
No, he went in. Yeah, he went in. You didn't see it?
I think I've seen it.
Please, you have to watch that. They go right into it. I was like, God, give the juicy part. Why'd you stop music and stuff like that?
That's probably like one of my biggest regrets.
I feel like you can always get back into it though.
Nah, I don't want to though.
Really?
Yeah, I love music, but I don't like love making it. I like writing, like in my spare time. I just like art, to be honest. Kind of like you, I think like dope pictures are cool. Like mm-hmm. I like poems. I like regular art. I just spent $1,100 on some art from some guy. Wow. You know the guy that does all the murals at Pub, and you ever seen
the ones in like next door?
Yeah. They have like the girl that says like the fireball shots or more shots. Yeah, I just bought some paintings from him. Yeah, he's sick, dude.
That's awesome.
You ever been to Bullet Bar? He has like the four.
Wait, Bullet Downtown?
Yeah.
That's his stuff too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yo, shout out to J-Bon.
That's for real. I gotta follow it, dude.
Yeah, he's sick. But I'm just into art. But I look back on it and it was just like, I remember Fremont was our manager.
Mm-hmm.
Substitute teacher was a manager for us.
The greatest dude ever, man.
Yeah, still in contact with him, still talk to him all the time. Great dude. He managed us, and he really saw something in us. And we were just like, man, we're 13, 14 years old. We were just like, all right, this is cool, but like we're only doing it because like girls
it's
like
it. It's a cool
it.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, but like we loved doing it, but it got to a point where it was like, he was like, yo, you need to practice. Like you need to take this serious. Like you don't understand the people you have behind you, and we really didn't.
Yeah, everyone loved you guys.
I wouldn't say everyone. We had some haters, but...
Well, those are the people that didn't like the fact that you guys were popping.
Yeah, we obviously weren't good. Like, we weren't great. Like,
but you guys had that buzz. Yeah. Everyone knew who you were, regardless if... I mean...
For sure.
Everyone has that.
But I think if we would have continued it to, like, 18, 19, could have been something. Could have been something, but, I mean, I don't
know. Well, why is it that you wouldn't get back into it?
I just...
Just different...
I don't know. I just don't see myself because I can't sing, and I love R&B.
Can produce.
Nah, I think about it. I actually bought a DJ controller, so I'm trying to just like it's funny. I go to parties and stuff like that, or just in the car. I'm always the one playing tunes.
What's that?
Tunes. I'm just whatever the Jamaican say. Big tune.
That's the new thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
And so I don't know. I was like, oh, I should try this DJ shit out. I hit up some DJs. Yo, I'll pay you to teach me. Ain't nobody hit me back. So, yo, with all due respect. And I don't know. That I definitely want to do something involved with music, but I like my career now, and I'm really good at it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it may be like a side hustle.
I feel like later on,
yeah.
I feel like you're going to pick it back up later on.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. I can't stay away from it. I just... I was looking at my phone today of how many songs I have. I have 4,500 songs in my library.
Jesus.
And it's like everything. Like I listen to 80s music, like country, you know, not really that much EDM, but I try to like expand my horizons. Mm. What are you liking right now?
Everything. I actually, speaking of expanding horizons, I've gotten more into not really too much with country. Mm. All my buddies now, like for the most part, that was a good shot.
Yeah, what the hell? It's like, hit you in your eye.
I'm more acceptable of country. Also, because all the bars play country.
Yeah.
I have to, like, just deal with it.
Who's someone you've seen that you'd see again?
Childish Gambino.
Oh, I remember you went to that. You know, I just like started liking that album now.
Dude, at first, I saw it live.
Yeah, so it's experience. Like, before it came out.
Before it came out, no one knew
about it. No one knew about it.
No one knew about it. We get to the concert, and, like, no one knew if he was going to perform old stuff or new stuff. It was the first day.
Were you hype when he was like, all right, here's, put your phones away. He's playing a brand new album.
I didn't know. I was like, at first, I was like, no way. Because I read about it. They're like, yeah. Oh, they might take your phones, lock it up. I was like, no, they're not. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So we get, like, patted down. We go all the way to the front, get patted down again. All these security, there's, like a row of these security guys. All right, guys, take out your phones. I was like, what? It's happening. And they put this like lock thing on it. Lock it, clip it, so you can't open it at all.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. It's like, how does that work?
It was like almost like a case. All right. Camera shut off. But anyway, so they put this thing on, they lock it, it clips, and then they just give it back to us.
Okay.
That was my like first artist, as, or first concert with like just like an artist. Because I've been to like Sunset and like
UC
and stuff. I never really saw like a J. Cole or Kendrick or anything like that.
Tell me not. Don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
A concert is so much better than a festival because everybody there is here to see that one person.
Yeah.
The vibe is so much better.
It's way different, but I think you're right. I think it's way better.
Yeah. I hear people saying like, oh, I'll just go to a festival and see him. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but
so different.
Half of the people there are not there for him.
Exactly. So like they're there for Tame Impala or
whoever.
Different artists. It's just not the same. You're
right. Whoever does
true.
A shout.
I didn't even think about that. But it made the concert so much better.
Yeah.
You know, not being on your phone or just wanting to record it. And of course I wanted to. I wanted to be like, damn, like I'm right at the front. I want to take a picture of this dude. I want to take a, you know, I want to record this. But like just, and like the entire, like it was like we were in a dome and it was all 3D. And like just that experience, like, you know, it's like, damn, like I got to live in that. I didn't have to, you know, record this or stay on my phone. 1975 does that a lot. They don't like people.
You listen to them?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Now I'm trying to get into everybody. Like,
that's
I saw you listening to what's his name? Sago.
Stop.
And I was like, oh, this guy knows. Yes,
man.
I saw you listen to him. So I was like, damn.
Didn't you hit me up about it?
Yes, I think you put it on your Insta or your Snap. I was like, okay, you know, you're woke.
Yeah, man, I'm here.
But I don't know, man. I love like Gambino, J. Cole, Jay-Z, everything. But then there's like really like old stuff or just very like weird alternative music like Jameson or Tame Impala. I was me and Leon like swip swap.
Leon's got a good music taste.
Oh my god, that guy knows so much, dude.
Yeah,
so much.
You would never expect that from meeting him.
No, like. But and he still does. I told him don't stop. He still makes like kind of like beats and stuff. Like,
really?
That's dope. You have to like. And I'm not. And I wouldn't say. I try to be very like honest to my buddies, and I'm like, all right, this is not good. Like this is good.
Yeah.
He makes really good stuff.
And even if he didn't, I mean, at least he's doing it now, and he's wow, that's dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's a music head. And where is it?
So. I always ask people, who's three people you would like to see now that you haven't seen? They can't be dead.
Like, in the world? Or, like...
No, what do you mean?
I don't know, like, our friends or, like,
No, like, someone performing.
Kendrick. I really, really want to see Kendrick.
Two more. I haven't seen him either.
I'm thinking of, like, I'm trying to see who would be a really good performer or what I've heard.
Yeah.
I gotta mix it up. I can't keep it hip hop. I really want to see either Tame Impala or 1975 live.
I've seen 1975; pretty good.
And someone who sings really well live. Who would that be? I don't know, man. There's a lot. Probably Jameson. This guy Jameson.
I've never heard of him.
I gotta show you stuff. He is so good live. I'm lying. Well, now all right. I have a fourth one.
What about Frank Ocean?
Frank.
So you're gonna say?
Yeah. I completely forgot. That's my favorite artist. I was like, how did I forget my favorite artist, Frank? I'm in love with that dude, bro.
Have you seen him perform live, like videos?
Well, YouTube.
Oh, I've seen him perform Super Rich Kids, and I was just like,
wait, on YouTube or in
on
person?
No, I've never seen him. He doesn't really do that. I mean, he goes to, like, Coachella and stuff.
He went to, like, London. He did a festival called FYF.
That
lot, like, a couple months ago. Didn't know about it. He did it in New York and LA, so we could have gone to see him. I was wearing like these big ass headphones, and I was like, "Damn, he really sounds like this live." You sound can't really good. It.
There's people like that that I've heard. Do you listen to Lena Baraz?
Oh my gosh.
She was one of the best live performers I've seen. As far as just, oh, Ellie Goulden. You know that?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Isn't she bad too?
So
she
fun.
Bad, right?
That's and she puts on a show too. Like it was the last day of Lollapalooza the first year that I went. She's on Sunday. I'm like,
that's in Chicago, right?
Yeah. What a festival. Oh my god.
You're from there, right?
No. You're from Miami, right?
Yes, I am.
I refuse to be from Miami.
You want to see my birth certificate? I'm from Miami, dude.
Okay, well, okay, hold on, because I talked about this with people too. What makes you from somewhere?
I was born there.
Okay.
Okay, I lived there for 10 years.
All right.
So I'll give you that. My mom's like, you're not from here. 32825.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
32825?
Yeah.
Dude, that's University High School.
I don't know, that's what I remember.
There's no way.
I just know that it was something 25 in my area code. I still know my dad's old phone number, 954-815-85.
Respect.
I remember that. I lived in Pembroke Pines. Another thing too that people don't get is when, for the most part, when somebody says they're from Miami, we say that because most people don't know where Miramar is, where Pembroke Pines is. So we say that, and then if you're really from South Florida, you're like, oh, what part?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, Pembroke Pines. They're like, oh, I know where the Pines are.
Yeah.
And then you just go into that. Like, if someone says I'm from Orlando, you know, okay, what part? Oh, I'm from Winter Park. Oh, I live in Avalon, Waterford.
Yeah.
I'm by this, by that. That's why I'm like, I was born in Miami Hialeah Hospital.
Would you go back?
For like...
Like to live there.
I don't know if I would live there, man. I was talking to Leon about that. Mm-hmm. Leon is from Miami too.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I think I would have like a house there.
Mm.
But just because there's so much art down there, whether it's like modeling or acting or music, that's why I would be there.
Gotcha.
Other than that, it's hot as people don't know how to drive in Miami.
Terrible.
Worse than here.
I feel like a lot of people be flexing in Miami.
Oh, it's bad.
Hella flexers.
It's so bad.
Every time I will go there, I see like 15 of those trike cars. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody has one with the updated stereo system.
Yeah.
The LED lights. I'm like, man, they're get a Corolla. Come on, man. What's good?
They do a lot of flexing. But I like it. I think it's cool. I think it's like a mini version of like New York with like a lot of culture, because New York is so fast paced, but Miami's like 1,000 people are trying to get into music, 1,000 people are trying to get into like acting, you know, or whatever it may be, you know. I think that's why I like it. I think
there's like an art hustle.
Yeah, man. So it's very, very similar.
Where have you been, like in the States or wherever, that you would probably like think about living?
California, dude.
Everybody's saying that. Is it that fly? I've never been.
You need to go. I'm trying to go to New York in like the end of July or early August.
Yeah.
And I don't know, dude. I went to California when I was 18.
Where in
18,
California?
Camarillo, Ventura. It was like it was South California, so it's by like Hollywood, LA, Santa Barbara, Venice, all that. So that's like down south. I haven't been to San Francisco or San Diego. I really want to go to San Francisco. But I don't know, dude. It's just so different, you know. Like when I was like, we're 18, like, ripped jeans and fashion in Orlando wasn't a thing. I went over to California and everybody was wearing long t-shirts and ripped jeans. I never saw that. And, you know,
we're behind
earrings
on
and like,
stuff.
Oh, big time. Orlando's not cultured. And like, you know, stud nose rings. I never really saw that in Orlando. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Well, because we're just a bunch of melting pots, like trying to fit in. Ain't nobody trying to stand out.
Everyone is so judgy here. Like, it's
terrible.
I came back, I was like, I want to rip my jeans. I want to wear long t-shirts. I came back, like, why is your shirt so long?
Yeah.
Well, why do you have holes in your jeans?
Are you praying?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Did you fall? Like,
yeah.
So then come, you know, the next year or months later, everyone's wearing ripped jeans. Everyone wants to wear Yeezys. Everyone wants to wear Adidas, you know, long shirts. They're way behind. You go to New York and Cali, they're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. They're like, they set the trends.
Mm.
You know, that's why I want to be involved in that. And this is so fast paced. But the thing is with LA, it's so overcrowded, man.
Yeah,
there's so many people in LA. Like, it's beautiful though. Like, you can just like, I remember being in like a Starbucks. It was like the second floor, or it was a Target, and I was like in a Starbucks, and I look out the window. There's just beautiful mountains, dude. Like, We don't have that here.
No.
I'm like, it's just beautiful, man.
We got a landfill.
That's yeah, that's the closest thing we have to mountains.
It's not bad.
But, no, dude, another thing, too, is the weather.
I mean, we weather, I've heard.
There's no humidity. Like,
so what? Okay, so compare that here, like 100 or 90 here with humidity is like what?
It's like 120 over there.
For real? All
right, I didn't realize it till my buddy. I don't know if he's. I'll tell you another story about him, but I don't know if you know him. Tall dude. Well, anyways, he's like, yeah, once you get back to Orlando, you'll like walk out of the plane and you'll feel the humidity. I was like, no, there's no way.
Yeah.
Got back, walked right into it.
Hit you in. Like,
oh, that's why I want to go back.
That's wild.
I want to visit Boulder, Colorado, too.
Yeah, really nice. My brother just got back from there.
It's really nice. Or Seattle.
Where?
D.C. is really nice.
D.C. I don't know.
What about you?
If I could live anywhere, I've only been... I just started traveling lately.
Good.
I've only been to Chicago. I've been
on the crew. Bread, dude.
So I'm booking more trips. But it's like... Here's the great thing about being young and having bread is like... it's a good thing and a bad thing, because you have money to go do whatever you want. The thing is, the people you want to do it with don't have the money. So that's kind of sucks. But also, it's like, since they don't have the money, you're not wasting your money on stupid.
True.
Does that make sense?
But it's not necessarily stupid, but I see your point.
But even not like, even just traveling, like, if I'm like, some days I'll be like ignorant, I'm like, yo, I kind of want to go to Charlie's Steakhouse tonight, I'm feeling good, I just had a closing, let's get it popping. And, I'll hit my friends up, and I'm like,
Steakhouse?
For how much? What the f***? We can get two chickens and chop it up. I'm like, all right, that's what we're doing.
See,
that's what we want.
That's another thing, too. It's like, once you have, like, really good quality, you can't really go back.
Yeah,
you know?
100%.
You have to just keep
going up
and up. I noticed that with steak in general, ironically. Like, I can't go back to just, like, mediocre steak.
That's weird. But it's true. My first car I bought for $1,800, bro. 2001 Nissan Maxima. And... I bought it off Craigslist, and the guy didn't tell me the gas thing didn't open. You know what I'm talking about? The little, like, on the side where it flips open? He didn't tell me that didn't open. So every time I had to get the gas out of the car, I had to do one of these. I had to hit the button and then put my foot out like this on the gas tank to open it up. I looked like a dude.
So, well, what was your next car, though?
I bought the Audi.
Yeah.
So I got rid of the Audi, and then I had to get something better, but, I mean...
But I like the fact that I remember seeing it for a while. Your background... was that Audi.
Yeah.
Like your background was that Audi.
I'm all about vision boards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's funny. I still do it.
Yeah, me too. That's why I got this Tesla.
Oh, sweet. But I do like vision boards. So let me show you. I literally just changed it because I needed to. I was getting lost track of my clients.
Would you have an app? Oh,
I just
you
do
actually
it on,
do like an actual, just like a...
A vision. Like, so this was my vision board. I eliminated it as I get it. So it was 10K in the Wells Fargo. I wanted to make 70K this year. 10K my Robinhood, which is stocks, 5,000 followers. I'm trying
fitness.
To get rid of like the kid and then buy a house.
That's awesome.
But before I had 9 of these. I just slowly chopped them down.
I like that.
So it was 5 books read. I chopped that down. I had more than 10K in the account. Chopped it down, but then I spent it. So now I got to put it back on there because I want it to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just slowly do it from there. Like I just keep chopping them down.
I love it. I like that. I've never seen that. I think I might have to start doing that.
It's great.
You see way
we look
more.
At it every single day. And you're not even subconsciously you're thinking about it. But it's
I love
badass.
That.
Yeah,
I think I started to realize like the daily goals is something that helps me even more now. Because I'm just eliminating so much stuff daily.
Word.
You know?
And then we were talking about the... It's getting hot in here. I'm opening this door. We were talking about you were saying in the morning you want to stop looking at your phone,
yeah.
Right? So I developed this thing. I didn't develop it. It's called Savers, but I implemented it. Silence. So I wake up in the morning. I meditate 5-10 minutes. Nothing crazy. A is affirmations. I wake up every morning to say, I am the best. I'm wealthy. I do that for a couple minutes.
Self-attraction.
B, visualization. I'll be looking at cars. I'll be looking at houses. I'll be looking at like billionaires, just shit like that. E is exercise. So I'll just do some stretches and shit. Crazy. I go to the gym later in the day. R is reading. So I'll pop open the book, read 5-10 pages, and then S is scribe. So every day on my phone, I write the date and what 3 things I'm grateful for. You start your day off like that, man, you feel so good about your day.
Like you, that's the thing. I feel so, like, I actually feel this energy. Even if I just meditate. Imagine doing that. I can't imagine doing all that.
It does, and it doesn't take long, maybe like 20 minutes. And most people, they say, most people will get up like you wake up at 8, but you ain't getting out of bed till like 8:30. So like
stuck
you,
in there.
Yeah, man, bro, some bitches are bad. Instagram is popping.
Oh man.
Straight off of a Friday night. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta go on there and check out what happened. Some people be posting and forgetting what they posted. And you gotta catch it before they delete it in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god. You're right, that's a good point. But it could wait. It could wait. I think
it could wait for sure. 30 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. It's 30 minutes. Man. 30, 20 minutes. No, man, I think that's awesome, bro. There was something about our conversation, even being at, you know, his house. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, man, you know, it's people like that, like you, that I love being around. You know, you gotta
keep good energy.
Yeah, man, you gotta keep those people around you, you know. I have like maybe good 5 or 6 people that have the same, mm-hmm. you know, mindset or energy when yeah. I'm around them, you know. And you have, you know, acquaintances and, you know, you have certain friends that are, you know, the funny ones, or they want to party, or they always want to do this. But it's like there's certain people that, like, okay, like, you know, that when you're with them, it's like it's time to crack
down. It's funny. I was talking to somebody at the beach. We were having like a good conversation or whatever. And he's like, yo, who else do you know that's like kind of like you? And I'm like, yo, every time I talk to Adrian, man, we always have a good conversation. Yeah. I always leave with something. Mm-hmm. And he was like, for real? Like, no one expects you, and I don't think anybody really expects me either, to like have very intellectual conversations. And I just want to be around people that get better, like are really trying to get better every day.
Because if you're not, I'm just going to waste my time with you, you know?
At the end of the day, if you're trying to get better every day, you're just going to keep going up.
Exactly.
And those people are going to keep falling down, and eventually you're going to have to decide, yo, do I want to go grab them and pull them up, or do I, like...
That's another thing I almost forgot. There's like I read it somewhere. There's like a percentage, right, of people that you want to keep around you that it's like... let's say 30% of the people that are just like, you know, like-minded as mm-hmm. you, then there's a 30% that are above you that are mentors.
Word.
And then there's that 30% that we want to help get to our level.
Yeah.
But we can't always be helping people.
Nah, man.
You know, we can't always be with, you know, the 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds that are successful, because then we'll feel like we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
And we won't feel satisfied enough.
Yeah.
There has to be that balance.
That's a good, I've never heard that, but that's really cool.
I have to find and send it to you, man. It's super, super interesting. Like, I'm gonna send it to you later.
So there's a, so I got a lighthouse tatted. I don't know
if you see it. I was supposed to ask you
to. Yeah, so I have a lighthouse tatted, and there's like a story behind the lighthouse. It's like the lighthouse and the tugboat. So pretty much what a tugboat does is like towing for boats. Like, if a boat needs to get from this point to this point, you send a tugboat and it kind of tows it, right? But while it's doing that, it exhausts energy, and the tugboat will deteriorate over time because it's always carrying this other boat to the shore. Whereas a lighthouse will literally just stands there and just shines a light and says, yo, shore is here. That's like a symbolism for like, yo, you need to just do what you do, shine your light, make the most out of yourself, and people will follow.
That's
the right
deep.
People
like
will come
that.
In your life. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
You go back and try to get everybody, you're only hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm. That,
I like
that
30%.
I have to send it to you soon, dude, before I have to write this down. But that was a tough part. Like, getting older, there was like the friends that we had 5 years ago are not really the closest people that we have now.
No.
You know? I mean, like, I talked to my buddy Alex and Wade like just about every day.
You went to Bishamore with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or...
So I think, I didn't even know this, but when I transferred from, you know, Timber Creek to Bishamore.
Good move. Power move.
Yeah, man. I really did it because I wanted to, you know, basketball was so important to me at the time.
Yeah.
I wanted to get, you know, more looked at. And mm-hmm. I knew that those private schools are always getting looked at.
Word.
So I knew I was actually going to do my freshman year and go to Faith. And it was just a matter of time before I just went on a visit, loved the coach, loved everybody there. But, dude, I didn't realize
it. Where is Bishamore at?
It's, like, downtown.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really close to downtown. It's, like, Winter Park area.
Okay.
But I didn't realize this. When I transferred there, like, it was, like, a mini college. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
I knew one person. I had to make new friends. It was a new environment. I mean, for the most people, everyone there was, like, white.
Yeah.
I had like an edge up, I had an earring.
Word.
You know, I had my eyebrows
done. You still had the mohawk?
Yeah.
Word, okay.
So like,
with
I
the
guess,
purple Jan Sports.
Yes.
Word, I remember. Or was it blue?
Oh my god, that was purple.
It was purple, I remember.
Oh my god. But I couldn't have the purple Jan Sport there, it had to be like black. But like I got there, and then I remember like a couple buddies of mine, my senior year, would tell me like, oh yeah, dude, I was like scared of you. I was like, why? Because I came from a public school?
Because I had a purple Jan
Sport. Yeah, like, you guys messed me on my backpack. But it that helped me grow a lot, man. Like, I had
to make
new friends.
Yeah.
It was a new environment. You know, I had to adapt. That was, like, the first first change for me. Yeah. That helped me mature a lot too. Because a lot of people always tell me I have like old soul. Like I'm just very,
I can see that.
Like a lot of girls probably that we deal with aren't used to maturity.
Nah.
Because most guys our age are just thinking about partying and, you know, getting ass. And
yeah.
Like, that's cool, but like there's so much more, you know. Like
that comes and goes. Sugar daddy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you know.
So I mean, I want a sugar mama right now.
Word. If anybody's interested, holla at them.
I'll wash their pools for a little bit.
No. So I had some questions I want to ask you, actually.
Okay.
All right, let me see.
Fuck, marry, kill, go.
All right, so back to girls or whatever. So I don't know why, before you came, I was on Snapchat, as always, I need to get off. And, like, some girls were posting pictures of their nails, and I'm like, do they know that, like, we really don't give a fuck about nails? So I was wondering if there's, like, is there, like, an equivalent for guys that you think that, like, we...
We do and they don't care about?
They don't give a fuck.
I'd probably say that's a good question. That's
I was like, really hair? No, they give a fuck.
I feel like they care about our shoes. Like the shoes we wear can say a lot about us.
Okay.
You know, if a guy's wearing Sperry's or Mandel's versus dress shoes or maybe like Nike's or Adidas, you can kind of tell like, okay, this guy like maybe he's like a little bit of, he likes fashion.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care. So, I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you think there is one or no?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you think so?
No, I have no idea.
I can't think of one.
Probably I post Fortnite wins online. I don't think they give a fuck about
oh
that.
My god.
But that's it.
Fortnite, dude. I can't stand that game, man. Everyone's stuck on that game. But it's a good trend to be on.
Yeah.
If you have a Twitch account, make money off
I
that.
I do not. I'm averaging like one or two kills a game. Not there yet. All right, so one of my favorite quotes is, let me see, it's all about perception, like people would perceive you.
I love that word.
I am not who you think I am. I am not who I think I am. I am what I think you think I am. So what I want to ask you is, who do you think you are and who do you think people perceive you as?
I think I am an entrepreneur that is very driven to certain goals that I have for myself.
Okay.
And I'm very aware of trends, and I'm very aware of what people like to see.
You're aware of trends before they start.
And I'm very aware of what's in and what's sexy, what people want to see, versus what, and sometimes people don't want to be told certain things, sometimes people need to be told certain things. And I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked to a lot of people about it, and there's certain things that I post on Snapchat and Instagram for a reason.
Yeah. No, I know.
And you see it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, me trolling with, the, you know, like, oh, I'm out here, what a beautiful day not to get cheated on.
Yeah.
You know, or, oh my God, like, I miss my ex.
Yeah.
You know, or wearing stuff like this.
Word.
I post those things for a reason. Now, what people see, I think, is there's some people that get it, and there's some people that think, like, they're like, they don't. They think that I'm this like playboy.
You think a majority think that?
I think the majority of the people fall into what I want them to see. Like of, it's almost like a Facebook ad.
Yeah.
I want them to pull into that Facebook ad.
Yeah,
I want to see the engagement of this ad that I'm putting up.
Okay.
Whether it's on Snapchat or Instagram, I don't talk about it a lot because it's almost like a business. You know, it's like I want to see how much engagement I get from this post, because when I start posting with the clothing stuff or music, or how many people are going to be engaged?
And I think it's a win-win for you, because like if people fall into that trap, like, you know,
they like
you said, engaging, they're in. But like I feel like the people that understand what you're doing
are much
like,
bigger.
Yo, I respect that. Yeah. I'm in.
And let me cut you off. I'm very, very like, I don't want people to know what I'm doing. I'm very weird about it.
Word.
Like even like with Absolute, I never wanted to be the face of it. I wanted to be like behind the scenes and have somebody be the face, because there's like a lot of companies that have a face to their company and there's some that don't necessarily have one. Like you look at Nike, there's really no person, but they have athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have whoever representing them, like or LeBron, you know, or Jordan. It's literally Michael Jordan. But there's companies that are like Express. They don't necessarily have a face to that company, but people know about it.
That's
kind of what I wanted to do. I kind of wanted to be on the back burner, but people were just like, oh, you know, you should post more, you should do this, you should do that. And I was like, all right, well, eventually.
I think you do a good amount.
I try, you know, but there's so much stuff I put on my plate. That's one thing I'm getting better at, is I have to focus on one thing and complete it until I finish it. But I think for the most part, I think probably 60% of the people don't really know how I am. they don't really get to see the Adrian that you know, or mm-hmm. the Adrian that my select few of my close friends know, you know? Let me check on this real quick. I don't think, like, I'm just very, very selective on, like, what information I tell people, you know, mm-hmm. because it can come off the wrong way, and depending on the person, they can either get it or just kind of, like, twist it. You know, if you told mm-hmm. somebody, oh, I want to be a real estate agent, they can either be like, that's awesome, he's intelligent, he wants to be successful, he wants to grind, he's young, yeah. that's awesome. Or they can see, oh, he just wants money, he doesn't like school, he's lazy.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
There's always two things. You tell somebody, I want to get involved in Greek life, I want to get involved in Greek life for a reason.
Wants to party.
He wants to party, wants to do this with girls and this, but how many connections have I made? How big has my following become? Mm-hmm. I knew exactly what I got involved in it for. And now I'm working with College Weekly, where they gave me a job going to music festivals for free. They're paying for my trips, and they want me to interview artists.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's wow, exactly that's why I wanted to, you know, with the reality show, it was very, very, I had to be very careful with that, because I didn't want to ruin, you know, something that was good, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, people can either see it like, oh, you know, he just wants the attention. No, I could care less, right. but I know what that attention brings, right. you know, I don't really care about the fame and popularity, but I know what it brings. It brings a huge voice, and whatever we want to push, we have a huge platform.
Yeah, you're fishing for attention, and it's working.
Yeah, man. And I think that's why all the trolling and stuff like that on my Insta and Snapchat,
it works.
It's for a reason, you know?
Yeah, I think if I could describe you as anything, it'd probably be calculated thinker for sure.
Yeah, man, I try to be. But I feel like for the most part, people don't know that about me, you know, because I keep that very...
But that's good,
to myself. Then. Yeah, you know, people that know me know what I'm doing.
Okay.
But people just see me on the outside. I even had a conversation yesterday with some girl, bring up like... You tell your parents certain things, you know. Telling my parents, like, I don't want to go to school, you know, I want to be a real estate agent. They're mm-hmm. like, what? You have to.
Nah, not mine.
You know? Thank God. Good.
No, well, like, kind of. I'm not really, like, I don't know. I think you appreciate family more when you get older, for sure.
Big time.
You just appreciate everything. I wasn't really close. My mom's a little negative, like, just as a person. Like, even if when I was a jit, I would be like, yo, I'm about to go to this concert. She'd be like, for what? Like, what are you going to the concert for? You're going to spend that money to go to that concert. You could do something else. And, like, every time I would bring something up, she'd be super negative about it. And then my dad, me and my dad just became cool, like, 2 years ago. My dad was, like, in and out of rehab, like, up. So, like, I was in a place where it was, like, really depressing for me. And, like, I said, I wasn't going to school. I wasn't. I knew I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I was working pizza delivery. I was like 19 or whatever. And I was just lost, man. And some kid, Steven Rodriguez, if you believe it or not, he was like, yo, I'm going to take this real estate class. And I didn't really hang out with Steven like that. He just happened to be there. And I'm like, I kind of was like the kid that didn't want to put any hard work in. Was just like, all right, I guess real estate's the best way to make some money. I'm out. And I took the class, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm actually good at this. So my parents were just happy that, like, I found something that I liked mm-hmm. and was good at. Because I knew, and I think they knew, yo, school's not for him. He's a smart kid, but he's not good at that. Bro, I can't even do division. Like, I can't divide. You think I'm kidding? Like, you could literally write a math problem. If you could put a math problem up here, I couldn't solve it. Like, if it was, like, 162 divided by 7, what is it?
You could, if you could tell your old self, or if you could give your old self some advice, like when you're like 18 or like 17, what would you say? Or what would you do? It was like if you like went back into the past, had a conversation with yourself, and you're just like, yo, do this. Give yourself some advice.
I think my problem back in the day was that I've accomplished is I used to be so hung up on the now. I used to be like, if I got like curved, like I would be like, the fuck? Like for 2 days I would be like, damn, do I really have good game? Third day, like, damn, maybe I gotta post more. Fourth day, like, yo, what the fuck is good with me? Do I not like? So that's how it was, and now I think about stuff when it happens. I'm like, you know what? This isn't gonna matter in 5 years. Like something bad happens mm-hmm. to me. So that's something I would tell myself, and I would tell myself, man, just. I always knew I was special. I think every kid knows, like, they're special. I remember, like, being 8, 9 years old and, like, wondering if I really had a superpower. I always thought I had a superpower. I wasn't sure what it was, but I always knew I had something. There was something different about me. I don't know what it was, but I just knew there was something different about me. So I would tell myself, hey, trust your instincts, because you're something. Because, you know, when I was going through that, like, 19-year-old depressing state, you know, I started to get down in myself and was like, yo, you might be the kid that ends up moving to Pine Hills and, like, doesn't have a life. Like, this could be you. But I would have told myself, hey, just trust the process and don't worry about the stuff that's going on now, because it's not going to matter in 5 years. Like, what about you?
I would tell myself to listen to your instincts and listen to your gut like you've always listened to. There's something that's really weird that, you know, I've, like, encountered with decisions and girls that I've dated and whatever it may be, that I've always had a gut feeling about something.
Yeah.
Whether it was jobs, you know, listen to it.
Mm.
And I don't know what it is, and maybe it's the stuff I've been reading about lately with, you know, psychic stuff and meditation things and chakras and all that, which is another conversation we'll get into eventually. But listen to your gut, you know.
Where?
There's right when I was 19, if I would have listened to myself, I could have been way ahead of the game.
100%.
You know, but we're still young. You know, there's no rush. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people get caught up on, like, oh man, like, look at this guy. He's like 20 and he's making this much money. It's like, but everyone is, there's just different. Everyone's different.
You know what's cool? Like, what's different about that guy that we see that's, you know, making bread at 20? He's been doing that since he's 14.
Exactly.
You know, if you implement those mindsets now, when you're 26, you're 25, it's patience.
Exactly, man. I think if people just realize that, just like you said, trust the process. You know, don't get lost in the sauce with anything, whether it's with girls or with parties or with, you know, your other people being successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just take it and just work hard. That's another thing, man. People don't want to work.
No.
You know, I think people are just lazy. They're like, oh, well, he has this going on for him. He just had that handed to him. No, motherfucker, I worked for this.
Yeah.
This shit wasn't handed to me.
Nah.
You know, like,
we don't grow up from, like, the greatest, wealthiest families.
No, bro, what the fuck? I was fat back in the day. You know, people look at me, they think I'm this pretty boy. They think I'm just, and for the most part, good-looking guys don't want to talk to girls.
100%.
I hate to say it, but, like, I thought my game was good, man. When I got to UCF, honestly, and being around all those girls, it just went up the roof, man.
Right, like, this makes perfect.
Yeah, man, I thought my game was good, and I thought, like, going up to girls, like, that game was good. No way, bro, it's gotten so much better.
Yeah.
But that's another topic. But, like, that's just it. You know, I think people just have to work for it, man, and they think that this shit is just handed to people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Like, nobody.
Like, we work for this shit, mm-hmm. you know? But I don't know, man. This was good, man. I wasn't expecting it to be this good.
I know. This is long, too.
Yeah, I
thought it was
going
to be like 30, 40 minutes.
Me too. All right, we'll talk about certain things. I knew, man. I was like, I was jotting stuff down, but I was like, nah, man, I want this shit to just be organic. You know, I wrote a little bit of notes. Like, I wanted to ask you questions, but I just wanted to just be super just raw. You know, I feel like that's the best way to get this stuff.
Like I said, every time we chop it up, man, we always have good-ass combos.
Always, dude. Always. But we definitely have to have a second one to this.
Word.
A second one, third one, fourth one, fifth
what
one.
What episode is this going to be?
I want it to be my next one.
Okay, part two?
Yeah, I want it to be my next. No, I want this to be like the
episode,
next one. Yeah, episode two.
Episode two. We got to do episode two, part two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
I like that. But one last thing I want to say, if you're working on anything or if you want to give out any plugs.
Oh, so right now business is getting really busy for me. Summertime, school's out. You know, this is... It's crazy right now. It really is. Doing well, but really stressed out with work. For real, if any DJs, I don't know how many people watch this stuff, but I'm serious. Like,
I'm going to get this out to Calls Weekly. So
yeah, I bought a controller, man. I'm really trying to figure out how to work this shit. I bought a MacBook Pro simply because I want to figure this shit out. Yo, I'm paying. Brett ain't
paying.
A problem right now, man.
Hey, you heard it here. So.
But yeah, if anybody's looking for real estate in Orlando, Florida, contact your boy. I give great service. You can, you know, hear my testimonials online. Zillow search Chase Green. Chase like the bank, green like the color, but with an E at the end. Check me out on, you know, Instagram,
I like it.
Snapchat. You're probably going to be disappointed, but it is what it is, man.
What's your Instagram name?
Instagram is just Chase Green. ChaseGreene.
I think we're going to name this episode Chasing the Green with Chase Green.
Hey, get money, man.
Your parents really made a good choice of names, Chase Green.
It was an accident, actually. Yeah, it was an accident. So my name was supposed to be Hunter. The person that delivered me was like, you're not supposed to give your opinion on names. I don't know, whoever it was in at the hospital, was like, they're like, Hunter Green. The person was like, Hunter Green, that's a color. You don't want to name your kid a color. And my dad looked at my mom, they're like, okay, all right, well, just go with Chase.
Wow.
And that's how it was Chase
Improv.
Green.
Improv. Yeah, man. Moment. Damn. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
My name was actually supposed to be Keanu.
Oh.
Keanu?
That sounds like a vegan
Hawaiian.
That sounds like...
Like, I didn't like
Johnny Tsunami ass.
Man, we got Johnny Tsunami. What else? We got Ricky Aguayo. We got Tarzan.
That's what you get?
I got everything, man.
Really?
I got Tarzan, Johnny Tsunami, Ricky Aguayo.
Are you going to cut it soon?
No.
Not. How far are you trying to go with it?
I want to donate it eventually, but now that I'm getting into like modeling and acting, I might have to keep it for like the look.
Mm-hmm.
But I eventually want to just
for the Spanish Thor,
yeah, or Conan the Barbarian, or Zorro.
That would
you ever
be
seen
something.
That movie?
Yes, I have.
If you think about it, his son was our age when the second movie came out, so he had a son, so I could be the next Zorro. Okay. That'd be kind of raw, and that was literally my favorite movie.
Can you?
I'll edit that.
Wow,
Z.
That's a great Z.
Yeah, like that
was, yeah, that was, the edges were firm on that.
I hope I can figure out a way to edit that. I probably can.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, man. All right, any plugs? Nothing?
I'm good, no.
All right, follow College Weekly, follow your boy, and put the Instagram names up.
And if College Weekly wants to send some extra tickets... You're going for the music festivals, you know.
Check out Neighbors and Friends. Episode 4 is taking a little bit longer.
Yeah, so what's going on with that? Why is it taking so long? I watched the first couple.
You can ask Yofrey. Whatever the producers decide to say why it's taking long.
Yo, you got a lot of haters, too.
Oh, yeah, man. We got a lot of people like, yo, what the f***? Drop the episode, drop this, drop that. Like, I get it, you know, people
is
want
it colleges mostly? Like, yo, you're making our colleges look bad.
No. I'm actually surprised. I thought we were going to get a lot of hate from, like, you know, like FSU and UCLA.
Yeah, but you think it was going to get bad, like, to where
yeah,
you're
man,
like
they're going to have to delete all that shit.
Or but, kick you out, even.
Yeah. But we have to be very careful because they're promoting me and Tom and Mo, that and actually Jamar, that we were, like, in fraternities. And the first thing I said was we cannot say anything about what fraternity we're
okay.
in. And I was like, all right, just don't mention that we're in a fraternity.
Yeah.
But we have to be careful with what we did and stuff. But the thing is, I think a lot of people think, too, that this shit was scripted. Bro, none of that was scripted. We just went out. We didn't know what we were doing, like, the next day.
Not even
we kind of had. He gave us almost like, what the hell is that called? When you have, like, a plan on, like, vacation. It's like a letter or a term. Anyways, he had...
What? I said I'm new to this, I don't know.
He basically had like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're gonna have this. We're supposed to go see Getter on Monday. We're gonna go to nightclub on Tuesday.
Yeah.
An itinerary. I couldn't think of the freaking word.
Itinerary.
I couldn't think of the word.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
So we had one. And then Wednesday comes and then, you know, we had the drinking challenges and then Wednesday comes and he tells us, okay, we have this big ass list of challenges and if you do it, you get clout points. I thought that was the funniest thing.
That is funny.
I was like, points, alright, that's funny. Jumping off the roof, getting randoms to buy you shots.
You never got the tattoo, did you?
No, but I ended up getting a tattoo, like right here, which I'll show you off camera.
Okay.
Nice. Which I'm probably gonna get a cover up for. But and then they told us like Friday, you know, people weren't doing these challenges to get clout points. I thought it was funny. I was like, I chugged a bottle of hot sauce. So I was jumping off the roof.
You're just trying to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm gonna bleep this one out. They're not gonna.
I saw something on there that you were talking to some chick from UCF or whatever.
Yeah, no, they thought, okay, so they thought me and Maddie, the girl on the show, the taller
Dime.
Yeah, she's a really pretty girl. They thought we were a thing. So a lot of people thought that it was some girl named Maddie from UCF, which wasn't the case. It was just that me and Maddie were partying at UCF. We went to like happy hour at UCF. She was visiting.
Where'd she go to school at?
She went to school at FSU.
Okay.
But she's from New Smyrna, and she has a lot of friends in Orlando.
Okay.
So she was here visiting, and then she's like, hey, Adrian, I'm in your city. I was like, okay, let's go out. Like, I'm out. We went out Friday and then Saturday, and then they said that the first episode, Adrian and Maddie, and people were like, oh, like Adrian's talking to some Maddie chick at UCF. I'm like, no, it was like me and Maddie from the show. But ironically, I did end up talking to some girl named Maddie
Okay.
At UCF.
And that wasn't the one.
That was not the one. Yeah.
Yeah, I can totally see now. Like, episode 5, Maddie and Adrian get into some deep. Will it ruin their relationship?
Bro, I will say this. You know, episode 5, that's when your boy starts getting, like, that turns up. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm not getting reckless, but man, I let them get to me. I don't want to ruin it for them, but I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
I'm gonna edit all this out. Maybe I'll keep some of it in, but then it was also on camera. So we'll see. Hopefully they only put up one. But when the 5th episode comes, that was fun. That was a fun night, man. That I think that's gonna be the best episode. Friday.
How many views are you at per episode now?
They had 60 on the first one.
Yeah,
they took it down and now it has 40. So that was supposed to be at 100,000 views.
Where, man? Well, anything you drop, you know I'm supporting, man. I cop the t-shirt, I watch the shows, whatever, man.
There's some stuff that you'll be seeing pretty soon that I've been working on, so.
Cool, I'm excited.
You'll get first hand. But that is a wrap, man. That was dope.
That's a wrap.
I liked it. That was dope.
Appreciate it, man. That was cool.
Got some whiskey in my system, too.